The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued a note on Saturday offering practical suggestions for making the most of the upcoming Year of Faith. Chris Altieri reports.
The note contains more than three dozen concrete proposals on all levels of the life of the Church, from the universal to the bishops' conferences to individual dioceses and within these to communities, associations, and ecclesial movements, involving initiatives aimed at fostering Christian unity, faith formation and renewal, and especially evangelization.
Direi che lo scopo di questa nota è triplice.
Father Hermann Geisler is responsible for the doctrinal office at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. He says the purpose of the note is threefold. The first is to help the faithful to rediscover the nucleus of the faith, the foundation of the faith, which is the personal encounter with Christ, the personal encounter with the Lord who loves us, sustains us, forgives us, encourages us, and shows us a great future. The second is that of helping the faithful to rediscover the meaning and the documents of the Second Vatican Council.
Molti parlano del Vaticano II, ma quando si chiede un po', ci si accorge che pochi conoscono veramente.
Many people talk about Vatican II, says Father Geisler, but when we really begin to get into it, we discover that only a very few people are really familiar with the texts of this great and most recent council. Finally, the note has the purpose of helping the faithful throughout the whole year to rediscover the integrity of the faith in all its beauty.
E a questo ovviamente il catechismo della Chiesa Cattolica può aiutarci molto.
For this, says Father Geisler, the Catechism of the Catholic Church can be of great help to us. In fact, the 20th anniversary of the completion of the Catechism and the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council are focal points of the Year of Faith, which begins a half century to the day from the Council's opening. Following the Holy Father's apostolic letter Porta Fidei, in which he proclaimed the Year of Faith, the note recalls that the Catechism is an authentic fruit of the Council and an integral part of the renewal in continuity with the Church's ancient and changeless tradition, of which the conciliar documents are a most authoritative expression. The note expresses the hopeful intention of making the Year of Faith a propitious occasion to make the Second Vatican Council and the Catechism of the Catholic Church more widely and more deeply known. I'm Chris Altieri.